Focus on flowers.
Like many of you, I am well aware of the tendency of Japanese anemones to take over and spread well beyond their allotted space. Most gardeners seem initially to underestimate their tendency to colonize the world. Believe me, the Roman Empire had nothing on Japanese anemones. But every fall, when they produce their beautiful blooms on long, wiry stems, I forgive them. I'm especially enchanted by the simplicity of the flowers of the pure white hybrid Honorine Joubert and the pale pink double-flowered Queen Charlotte. The most robust is Anemone Tomentosa robustissima, with soft lilac-pink blooms that attract butterflies. A more compact variety is the rose-pink Pamina. They will bloom in sun as well as part shade and are heat and drought tolerant once established. I find, however, that these beauties do best for me if I give them a dedicated space of their own. In my yard, the further one goes from the house, the less orderly the garden becomes. Since Japanese anemones have nice foliage that stifles weeds, I banish them to my far-flung beds and let them colonize at will. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on anemone colonies. You can now become a fan of Focus on Flowers on Facebook or follow our updates on Twitter. Just look for Focus on Flowers.